Brought to you by The Book Exchange. Use code BX4, FINAL4, to save 25% in store or online at BookExchangeWV.com. Recorded live in Morgantown, West by God, Virginia, and across the world, with your hosts, Kevin Jones, John Flowers, and our lovely co-host, Ashley. This is the Final Forecast Podcast.
Welcome to another... Shit. Long night, man. Welcome to another episode of the Final Forecast with me, your host, Jay Flo. Got my guy, KJ, with me.
Yo.
Kevin Jones. One more week in Japan.
One more week. Just got a big time win today.
Still
big time road win. You know, road kill.
In the playoffs now, huh?
Only 24 more games out of the playoffs. Let's go.
Our lovely co-host Ash.
That's me.
That's crazy. Damn, that's crazy. The shade already.
Serious.
It's wild.
Super producer Dave.
Hello.
Dick.
He just complimented you too before, like when once you got on, and now, dang, it's crazy how things change.
Just for appearances.
Ash, what did you do last night, yesterday?
Yesterday, I didn't do much of anything. Joe mowed grass. We went to Lowe's. That's about it. Went to Mexican for dinner. Had a margarita. That was nice.
Ash, you don't really do much, do you?
Watched
you like
Dune
to chill.
2 last night. I do. I'm a chill. I'm a homebody for sure. I don't go out a lot.
You watched what?
Dune 2.
Oh, I watched that.
Yeah.
I heard that was good.
That was good.
I like all the Dune movies. They're awesome.
What's it about?
It's about this guy, this kid, Paul Atreides, and I don't want to give it away to everyone who has never seen it, but in the first movie, the Atreides family gets moved to Arrakis for spice production, which is like this thing. But the emperor, which is kind of like, you know, over top of everyone in the universe type of thing, he sent them there on purpose so that they could kill them because he was afraid they were going to take over his throne. So... Oh. They you go in and this big battle happens, but Paul escapes with
Never
his
mind.
Mother.
No, you asked for this. No, you keep
but
on
trust me,
that.
The storyline being explained is nothing compared to the fact that this movie is so well written, directed, acted, and the cinematography on it is just insane. It's
so fucking
good.
Do I need to watch Dune 1 to understand Dune 2?
Yes.
I watched Dune 2 and didn't watch Dune 1 and I was fucking lost. Mm. But it was still a good movie from like everything I gathered, like just, you know, trying to pick up on certain clues of like, oh, okay, this is what this is about. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah. You got to see Dune 1, I think, is better than Dune 2 in my
opinion. Oh, really? Okay.
As far as the action is concerned, I feel like Dune 2, it kind of jumps around a little bit. So it's like, there's not a lot of setup. Yeah.
It jumps around
a
lot.
In the first one, man, they lay it out and it's really good. And it's very emotional because that's when he loses his father. And I think that's where that whole emotion gets built. So, by the way, spoiler alert, my bad.
Yeah. Hey, fuck it. It but is what it anyway. Is.
It's been out for fucking damn near 3 years now. So, I haven't seen it yet.
Word.
But it's good. What have you guys been up to, John? I heard you were at the spring game yesterday.
Just trying to make a living.
Trying to make a living?
I heard you were scared to talk to the Pats, Pat McAfee and Pat White.
Spring game was cool. Did not see Pat McAfee or Pat White at the spring game. I don't think they were there, actually.
No, they were there. Oh, they were there.
Nah, they didn't let me on the field. I wasn't about to. I had all my kids, so I guess. I didn't even try to like push the issue. I could have called Dave and got a pass or something. I don't know, but
yeah,
it's just like fuck it. But I did see Pat White last night at a restaurant. So cool. Didn't see Pat McAfee. Bartini. I saw him at Bartini.
Bartini. Nice. Yeah. It's a place to go.
I'm sure Pat McAfee was out of town. He probably jumped on a plane right at the airport and said, peace out.
I heard him. I mean, I heard he was partying Friday night, like downtown. Like,
yeah, he was a mutz, had a lockdown.
Seems like the man of the people.
He told them on TV he had a few too many Morgantown waters the night before.
Yo, he's the man, bro. He's living.
He really is.
Shout out to Pat McAfee.
It looks like the type of person that like doesn't have a care like in the world, even though he has like all the money he has and like as popular as he is. Like, he seems like the kind of person you wouldn't even notice if he was out. Obviously, people would be like, "Oh, that's Pat McAfee," but he's just like a regular old. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think his personality is too boisterous to go unnoticed.
Yeah,
but I get what you're saying. It's funny. I told Joe last night. Think about this for a second. Pat McAfee legit made a career out of just being himself. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he's not putting on an act. He's not trying to be anything else. And he makes a lot of money doing it.
Yeah.
He's just living his life. I don't even know how he still does it. Like, I went out last night and had some drinks, and I feel like shit today.
Yeah, the hangover gets real the older you get.
It lasts like 2 or 3 days at least.
For the recovery?
Yes. For me? Oh. Yeah,
at least.
I immediately regret it in the morning.
I mean, you work out though, like you sweat it out.
Even with that, bro, it's still like, yeah. I'm about to got it like I used to.
I think I'm about to quit drinking. I'm about to try like 30 days.
I mean, how often do you drink?
Shut the f- it's like I do it for like, you know, social. I do like social drinking, and it just turns into something else. But I'm trying to stop. I'm just trying to figure out how. Like, how can you not drink when everyone else is drinking? Like,
you can still drink. You just need to remember where your cutoff is. You know. Yeah. Like, if I'm out with my friends, I know, okay, so like 4 beers literally is the cutoff. Mm. So somewhere around that realm of 5% alcohol content, 4. That's my cut. That's it.
I don't want to give myself a limit, though. When I go out, I don't want to be like, this is it. Like, that's no fun. Like, this is it.
You don't know what'll happen. Like, you could be at the bar drinking and be like, yeah, I'm done at 4. And then Pat McAfee walks in. He's like, hey, round on me. You going to say no?
No, she's not saying no. Free drinks.
So, okay, one more.
That's rude, Dash. Just rude to turn that down.
I'm not turning it down. I'm saying I'll take one more. I'll do one more. One more.
Do y'all actually like the taste of alcohol, or do y'all just do it for like the buzz it gives you? Because I don't actually like the taste of it.
I think it depends on what type of drink we're talking about. Because there are some out, like, I love a margarita. I love the way a margarita tastes. I love the way it makes me feel. I love everything about a margarita.
Because what you drinking, straight alcohol? Like, what you got?
Nah, I'm talking about, like, if I just, that's why I don't like shots. Because I don't want to drink straight whatever that is. I need a mixed drink. I need something to cut the liquor taste. Because I don't actually like
do
the
a pickle
liquor.
Back. That
I
sense.
Just want to feel nice. Off of the liquor.
KJ be out here drinking Everclear.
Right?
I was drinking, y'all ever had Everglow?
Mm-mm.
It's a green drink.
Everglow.
It's a green drink.
Is it supposed to be like a, what's that? Absinthe? Is it supposed to be like an absinthe?
Yeah, I guess so. My peeps out in Charleston put me on.
Everglow.
I guess they make a drug.
A drug?
They probably make that too, they make a drink.
A triple distilled vodka, take the heat of Mexico by adding the untamed heart of tequila.
They make a drink called Fight Club. A Fight Club.
Fight Club?
Yeah. And it's Everglow and Sprite. And then
Start with the cool, refined sophistication of triple distilled vodka, then take the heat of Mexico by adding the untamed heart of tequila, then perfectly balance these with caffeine and ginseng.
Yeah,
Sounds like a heart attack.
Wait,
I just know it's a green drink. That's all I know. But yeah, I say that to say that alcohol is nasty, but I just like the buzz it provides.
What is the untamed heart of tequila? That's what I want to know. The hell is that supposed to mean? The untamed heart of tequila.
That drinking used to be fun. I mean, it is still fun. Like, I had a good time last night, but I don't like the way it makes me feel after.
Yeah. Because you've had too much.
You got to drink water before you go to bed.
That too. You need to drink water between drinks.
Y'all be drinking a lot over there in Japan, huh? Kanpai!
For real, kanpai. Kanpai means cheers in Japanese. They get crazy, and it's because they're such a small like people, so you would think that they wouldn't drink a lot, but people be passed out on the sidewalk, and especially in Shibuya and places like that, like the bigger bigger cities. Crazy.
They go hard. Oh man, that's wild.
Yeah, laying in their own throw up. It'd be big ass rats running across the streets and shit, and they be still out there laying now.
I couldn't imagine drinking out there, because you can't go home till 6 in the morning until when the train open back. So I couldn't even imagine doing that.
Yeah, and some people really do. Like, they have parties, and they have after parties, and they have after parties where people party until like 11 in the morning, 12.
Like, what? Doing?
It's crazy. Like, why? Yeah. Why? Who needs the 12 hours of... Who needs a marathon of fucking party street?
Why do they shut the train down? Like, that's wild. But I used to go out, stay and do that. Like, stay out till 6 in the morning till the train open back up, then sleep the whole day. Like, not eat, not do anything. Like,
I think we all did that at one point in our lives.
Wild. Hell no. Nah.
I call that college.
Yeah, college was a different time.
But did you watch the spring game, Ash?
I did not.
High school.
I actually forgot about it until Dave started messaging us. And I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot the spring game was today.
Big fan over here. But she'll be cussing out Coach. She'll be cussing out Coach Stu.
I don't find it, like, the spring game doesn't really tell me too much.
I was going to say, what's the...
It doesn't really tell me much, to be honest.
It was cool this year. They had, like drills, like the mini drills, like... They line up the wide receivers and the tight ends or whatever the fuck. They line up. Like, they had, like, showcases of skills and stuff. It was cool.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So it's like a Midnight Madnesses for basketball or?
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of something like that? Okay.
Well, I can still watch it. It's on ESPN Plus.
Imagine Midnight Madness, like, we play once and everybody got to see you bust your ass. That would have been crazy.
Not back then. That jumper was broke.
Everybody would have been like, Huzz, why the fuck are you not letting
fuck
this
no. dude? They would have seen you foul me for 10 consecutive 10 consecutive checkups.
Yeah, all right. That's crazy.
Nah, remember they used to threaten us like before that? Y'all go out here, y'all start bullshitting. Tomorrow's practice. He used to threaten us for Midnight Madness. I'm like, bro, we supposed to have fun out here. Like, why are y'all making this not fun?
Word. Like, we had to play hard. Like,
what?
Hard.
People are watching. That's why.
It's supposed to be a fun thing. It's supposed to be like, okay, have the like freedom. Okay, throw it off the backboard and somebody misses a dunk. All right. Like, it's freaking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are watching. That's wild.
I'm just saying, that's probably what it
Ash
was.
Condones this. Ash I do condones not con- this. I do not. Mental con- warfare.
I do not.
Almost 16,000 people there yesterday, though.
How many?
Almost 16,000.
Nice. Okay. That's yesterday? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't believe that to be truthful.
John says there was not that many people.
It was a lot of people. I don't think it was 16,000.
Said 15,860 or something like that off the top of my head.
Are people excited about this season's team?
Yes.
Okay.
There's some hype behind this team this year.
We got to get Bruce on to talk about the team.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, for sure. Was he there yesterday?
Nah, he wasn't. Oh. But I guess it was like a reunion. Like, I guess this is when everybody's supposed to come back.
Oh.
I think they're kind of opening it and using this as like a kind of like a welcome back to town, like build that alumni culture like you guys do at the basketball.
Oh, I love that.
Of things. Nah, Neil Brown talked about that and said that Coach Stewart was really responsible for helping get Pat McAfee back and all that kind of stuff. So,
It was dope. I seen a lot of people. All the black fraternities came back. They had their own thing. It was cool. It was a nice little Saturday, man.
Love that. Yeah, didn't you almost get beat up one time for like trying to jump in the middle of like somebody the black fraternity like dancing? They don't play that shit. And John tried to get in the middle of it, and they almost beat his.
One story you'll never hear about me in another town is I almost got beat up. That's not.
Is that not accurate?
I was like, I probably did have that. Sounds like something John would do, but I don't know. Nah. I don't think that's. I'm running with the story though.
You made up that whole story.
I'm definitely running. You see how easy Ash was convinced that that happened though.
100%. There was no doubt in my mind. John did that.
Whenever the story starts with, didn't you almost get beat up? You could automatically.
Should have known.
Didn't you?
But nah, that happens though. I don't, who?
Nah, somebody really did try to do like just being funny because you know, like the fraternities, they'll start stepping in the middle of the floor and stuff. It's happened a bunch of times. And somebody tried to get like, they don't take that shit lightly. Like they take that really seriously.
I think I did. I think I did. I don't think it almost turned to a. I think I tried to like do their steps like with them. I don't know.
Like,
I don't know what happened after. I don't know. But I learned, like, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, they
so maybe
they
I almost did get beat up.
Maybe I did almost get beat up.
They don't be fighting though. Like not in Morgantown. Like Morgantown fraternities don't be, or black fraternities don't be fighting like that.
For I don't my think I've ever seen fraternities fight in Morgantown.
Well, the other fraternities. Campaign, shout out to Campaign. He got beat up by a few bro.
Shout out to Campaign. He got beat up. That's Wait, not something you happen? Shout out. I don't think that's something you shout out.
Dude just came to practice the next day with a black eye. Like, it's like, yo, what the fuck happened to you? You and then frat. Apparently he was outside of a frat house just talking shit. And they just came outside.
And pummeled him.
Oh my gosh. That's not funny, but kind of though.
Nah, it's not.
Damn.
What it is.
Yeah, if people only knew the behind-the-scenes stories of a lot of things that happened on the team, especially the final 4 year, people would be like, y'all made the fun, like, y'all,
how?
Y'all, how? Yeah, like, how'd y'all do this?
Yeah, shout out to Dalton Pepper, too. Everybody forgets about Dalton. Wild dude, man. He's a wild
For real.
Dude.
We had
that's bro.
Speaking of WVU basketball, we've had a couple sign-ins. From the basketball, well, a couple people transferring, a couple signings to the basketball team.
Yeah.
Amani Hansberry. I think, did he go to Illinois? Amani Hansberry and Sincere Harris. They both signed with WVU. I think they both are transferring from Illinois. Seems like two really good pickups. And I don't know if this is.
Yeah, Illinois for sure.
Toby Okani. Is signing. I don't know if it's official yet, but you know what I mean, three people that's joining the Mountaineer family this season. Y'all know anything about it or heard?
The links are there if you want to click them and be able to read them.
Okay.
With some background.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't really heard. But Coach is building his team. We'll see what type of product he puts out there. He's a great dude, though, man. He's cool as hell.
That's awesome. My only concern is, I don't know if you guys have noticed. I feel like we haven't signed any actual big guys? Like, I feel like everybody's not.
Like, I feel like one of them are, right? Either Hansberry or Sincere Harris. One of them are big or like a forward, right?
Let me see.
Hold on.
Oh. It's going to be so
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, 6'8". But then again, 6'8 could be a two guard nowadays.
Yeah. 6'8's not interesting. They're both 6'8. Or at least Amani and what's his face are.
You think that It seems like he might be, I don't know his system or what kind of system he ran at Drake, but it seems like he's getting a lot of like-sized players. I don't know if that's going to mean like maybe switching a lot defense as far as defensive schemes or, you know what I mean? Like, or running a five out kind of offense where a lot of people, he has a lot of different positions able to create off the dribble. I don't know.
I talked to him. He said they're going to play fast.
Like, okay.
Transition. Yeah, that's what that looks like. Didn't really talk.
For the benefit of the audience, if you want to read some through that, Ash, of those people, I put like the first three paragraphs in there now.
Okay. So obviously we've signed Toby Aconee. He is 6'8", 210-pound guard from Orange, New Jersey. He's actually going to be a fifth-year senior. After he competed two seasons at UIC and two seasons at Duquesne. For his career, he's played over 113 games, 87 starts. He scored 921 points and 625 rebounds. He's also, I don't think those, are those stats important? Does anybody actually care? 131 blocks and 112 steals.
You say he's a fifth year?
Fifth year, yeah.
Yeah, they're not important. I don't care.
Okay, thank you.
No, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but like,
no, I'm asking. That's why.
After your fourth year, like, I stopped counting people's.
Yeah, because what's the point?
Points.
Yeah, it sounds huge, but you're also a fifth year senior. So
Was Caitlin Clark a fifth year?
Huh?
Was Caitlin Clark a fifth year senior?
Was she? I don't think
Good question. Let's Google.
Let's Google.
If she was, her points don't count either. Fuck.
Wow.
Nah, let me stop. Speaking of, go ahead. After you, go ahead.
Sorry, let's go ahead and get these other two out of the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we also have Amani Hansberry. He's 6'8", 240-pound forward, so he is a bigger guy. He played his freshman season at Illinois, so he's only going to be a sophomore coming in and still has 3 years of eligibility.
That's promising.
He's a big dude for a freshman. So they say that Amani has a great motor and a nose for the ball. He has a very unique skill set, and that will give us great versatility at both ends of the floor. DeVries says that he loves the way he competes, and he will be bringing a winning mindset, which
nice.
I'll take that. And then we have Sincere Harris. He's 6'4", 170-pound guard. He sat out last season at Illinois. But he's a native of Canton, Ohio, which is right across the border from us, and will be a redshirt sophomore at WVU and still has 3 years of eligibility remaining. DeVries said that Sincere will fit in great with the way he will play in transition and in the half court with his ability to get downhill. He's a game changer defensively and has the chance to be one of the best on-ball defenders in the country. Sincere is a winner with incredible energy and a passion for the game.
Nice.
Dun, dun, dun.
All this sounds promising.
It does sound promising.
See how he puts it together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's key. I feel like I need to see the roster, but for some reason, whenever I looked at it the other day, because I mean, obviously we've lost every player now, right?
Yeah. Except for Ofri. Ofri Nave is the only one, and I don't know his situation, if he's going to stay or not.
Yeah, ditto. But I was looking down through and it was like, guard. I think we had like one forward and everybody else are guards. Like, that's it. That's all.
If y'all were picking a team and y'all had to start from scratch, where would y'all start at? Would y'all start at a forward or a center, or would y'all start at guards? What do you think is more important to start out with?
I've seen us have a team with no guards, and I'll tell you, it's important.
Yeah. Pretty important.
I would start with forwards.
You would start with forwards?
Yeah. All
Why is that?
Six sevens, because they could play defense. They could switch everything. They could, you know what I mean, more versatile. You throw that little guard in there, you got to have a scrappy dude like Joe Mazzulla or something. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't be any guard.
Mm. Right.
So that's just me for defensive purposes.
Yeah, that's true.
But then you can go the other way. You can have all guards, like three guards, like, Gary Brown and Juwan. that team, that Press Virginia team. Small, just fly around. You have that too. So,
isn't the game, y'all don't think the game is moving towards more of that style of play? Like, when me and you first got into Big East John, it was a more rough, rugged, big bodies at every position kind of style. I feel like it's transitioned, especially in the Big 12, where it's more of an open court. You know what I mean?
It seems guard, to be following heavy. The model of the NBA. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because like in the NBA, they don't play defense in the NBA either. You know what I mean? Like it's, it feels I won't like say it's heading more that direction.
I won't say they don't play defense. They play to an extent.
True.
I would say they play to an extent. Yeah, yeah. It's very definitely soft. Yeah. That's not what they're there for.
Definitely not. Your job is to score the ball. I don't care about defense.
Right. Right.
That's why their fucking scores at the end of their games like 148 points. Like,
insane. Dumb. Insane. But you know, with that being said, you know, that guys, some guys are transferring in, unfortunately means some guys are like leaving. Noah Farrakhan just entered the transfer portal. Pat Sumnick just committed to DePaul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Congrats to Pat Sumnick. Shout out to him. Hopefully he does well there. He had an up and it's weird. Like his season was really weird.
It was. When he was on, he was on, but when he was off, he was way off. Yeah.
He had a couple games where I'm like, oh, like what? Like it was like a something came over him, huh?
It's because we never like went through him like for the like he had those good games, but we never like was like, all right, pass the man now. Let's feed Pat. Like, let's go to him. It's just like he was just if he got it, he got it. If he didn't, he didn't.
Yeah.
But you think he's a player that like that you would go through, Pat?
We don't know.
Yeah, he barely got to play.
Yeah. Don't know.
Right. But I'm saying so the games that he did do really well, you think they went through him during those games? Necessarily?
Nah, they didn't.
But that's what I'm saying though. So it's like he got those numbers anyway, even with them not going through him.
Yeah, but like after seeing that like three times in a row, I would assume like, all right, maybe we could draw some stuff up for this dude. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could start using him.
That's true.
But I don't know.
It was a weird season. It's really hard to look back at this season and really take anything out of it because it's like it was just, I don't know, so off.
We just scrapped
it. Might be able to find out.
This never happened.
It's happened because did you see Josh Eilert's cryptic tweet?
No.
No.
It's in the Google document.
Thank you.
Oh, what shit. Josh got some tea? Some behind the scenes tea? Awesome. No playbook. I can't take nothing out of that title. I don't have no idea where the direction the book would go.
Oh,
but
I kind of get it. So it's the picture says no playbook, and Eilert tweeted, "I think I might write a book." ..
What?
And I mean, that basically
what'd
says,
"What'd you get out of that?"
That's that Seinfeld humor. I don't know.
He had no playbook. I mean, I don't know. Had no game plan. Apparently,
that's that Friends humor.
Is that what that means?
I would assume it's like how he dealt with that year, because there's no playbook when your head coach gets thrown out and you have to take over and all that kind of stuff.
I get it, but at the same time, there's tons of challenges where nothing has a precedent. Just saying.
Yeah. At this point, we're just guessing. We just got to wait to see what it's about.
What'd you say, John?
I said, we trying to decode Josh's tweet.
But when you put an ellipses and then a video of you typing out the title, I mean, you're being cryptic for a reason.
It's interesting. I wonder if he's going to go for another job or if he's kind of content with that and was like, all right, I was thrust into that position. I'm not exactly what I wanted. So that was just a one-off.
That kind of sucks for him too, like trying to get another job now because you were handed the key. And that's by no fault of his own, I will say that. But it sucks because now you're going to be applying – to other places and they're gonna be like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, that's horrible. That's so bad for him.
Yeah, shout out to Josh.
Shout out to Josh.
He got some big wins though.
He did get some big wins.
And that's the other thing. I mean, there was some promise this year. There were some moments where, you know, good things were shining through. It was just extremely challenging.
It seemed like it came a point in the season that everybody was just like, all right.
That's 100%. I would totally agree with that. I think they all kind of threw their hands up and said, whatever, let's just fucking play ball.
That's what it seemed like to me. Okay. You got something to say, KJ?
No, I don't have anything to say. I said, okay.
Let's say what you guys
say. I didn't say anything. I don't have anything to say, bro. I was like, all right, cool.
Lies.
Like,
Lies.
I don't think they packed it in. Like, I didn't see any sign of them like packing it in. I just don't think that they meshed well. Like they might have been great together, like off the court. They might have been really good friends and everybody might have really liked each other, but on the court, the pieces for me just didn't seem like it fit. Or maybe it was like the way they were being played. I don't know. But that's kind of what it seemed like more to me than they just kind of like packed it in.
Yeah. It didn't have the chemistry for sure, but it did seem like they was just like, after a while, it's like, whatever happens, happens.
It's tough though, man. Like, it's a tough season. Coming in with so many, like, expectations and changes and all the things that's happened, man. Like, not only, you know, we talk about Josh and how he had to adapt. They had to adapt too.
Yep.
They had to adapt just as much as Josh did.
If not more. Because... If not,
yeah.
You know, he's been there for a long time. He understands our program. A lot of those kids didn't.
Adapt to what? All that NIL money?
Yeah, that too.
Fuck out of here, bro. Just care. Bro. That's all I ask. Just care. Like,
bro,
just
19.
That pissed you guys off so bad looking at it now and going, man, I would have banked if I was there. You know what I mean? If you guys were playing now, the amount of money you would made. That would piss me off.
Peak John Flowers, social media, so oh my ice God. Brand. Oh my
Joshua,
God.
John would have made a lot of money. John would have, it should really piss John off. He would have made a lot of money.
He would have made a lot of marketing. As far as, you was a four, you was a 5-star recruit?
No, I was 4-star.
Shut up, bro.
I was 4.5. Four. I was 4.5.
We went to the Final Four. We all would have made bright. Like,
yeah, we would have definitely.
Probably would have blew it all though.
But that's what I'm saying though. You wouldn't have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have known what to do with that.
No. Facts.
Yeah. Definitely so probably would have blew it.
It's a blessing and a curse. You know? Yeah. I wonder if they are taking care of their money.
John
that's what I worry about.
Probably gonna blow all his NIL money in that age to now telling people how to smartly invest there. NIL money today.
Hey, if anybody could talk about it, it would be John.
Facts.
It's a good position to be in.
I mean, after my first year playing overseas, I blew all my money. In
who
that
wouldn't?
Summer.
I mean, you're young. You're young. You come into decent money, and it's kind of hard not to.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're young too. So you're like, even if I blow this money, I'm gonna make more.
I'm gonna make
like
more.
That's my mindset, is like I'm gonna make more money. So
yep.
I can, you know what I mean? I can afford to do this right now.
Yeah.
Cause we think at that time it's like, okay, we're gonna play for a long, long time. Yeah. So
true.
And then some people sadly getting injured, things like that. Unforeseen circumstances happen and then you're fucked.
Yeah.
But fiscal responsibility should be taught to not only athletes, but young people in general.
Right.
Like, I think West Virginia just passed a thing last year, and I think it starts in this year, 2024, where they're now teaching in high school, like, understanding money, like, how a loan works, how, you know, your taxes work, all that stuff. Is now required to be taught to kids before they graduate, which I think is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's great. Yeah, something that they're actually going to use.
Well, exactly. And it's sad too. I think it was Joe that told me they had a kid that started working where he works, and he came up to him and he's like, my paycheck is wrong. And Joe's like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, I was told I was going to make X amount of money. And my paycheck is not reflecting that. And Joe kind of looks at him funny and he's like, you do see all this stuff. Like, you got to pay taxes, Social Security, Medicare, like all these things. And the kid had no idea. He thought he was getting that money straight, free and clear. Like, nothing.
I wonder if
nothing
quit
coming
after
out.
That. It's like, fuck this job. I'm out.
Right? Wait, what? It's like, yes, here's this. The government takes at least 30%. Let's go ahead and take that out.
And then when you buy stuff, they take even more.
Exactly.
And then in the next year, when you have like a car that you've bought and already paid tax on with your wages or your tax on, they take more of that.
Property tax. It's so dumb how much shit we pay in taxes. It is so dumb.
Yeah. But there's an ongoing thing with like the recruits coming here. Just to switch topics a little bit. Like they're getting on campus and they're just loving, like, it's not what they heard it was. Like, I guess they think of West Virginia and they think of all the like stereotypes and that type of stuff. And they get on campus and it's just the complete opposite. So that's good. They're having a good time here still.
That's what I thought. I thought all the bad things about West Virginia before I got
here.
Did
you think that we were all backwoods hillbillies?
Oh, what? Did we talk about this? I don't think we did. Yeah. We've seen the movie Wrong Turn.
Yeah, that's what you thought.
That was my first introduction to West Virginia, and I was like, I'm never passing through here, even if I got to go somewhere else.
I'm not gonna say there's not some going down in the southern part of the state. I'm just saying, for the like literally 90%, no, I'd say 99% of this state is just like everybody else,
right? And I feel like Morgantown has grown a lot too since we first. There's more stuff to do here. There's more businesses being built. Like it's like the city has, it's constantly grown each year. So. Mm-hmm.
You about to move to Charleston, huh?
I might. What's it to you?
Southern part of West Virginia.
That's going to be awful when we build a studio and you have to commute every day.
Yeah, it's going to suck for you guys to commute to Charleston. You're right. I think it is going to suck.
Tell Sarah to move up here. The schools are better.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to convince her, but she's not having it. Well,
we need to get like her.
I'm going to have to cut it loose. Might have to cut it loose.
And also make her realize that we're literally like an hour outside of Pittsburgh, so even better.
Yeah, she'll get the message. She'll get it. She's smart. She's a smart girl.
Right? Show her how much Cheat Lake's grown up. Be like, don't you want to live here?
Real. Any AAU games lately, John? West Virginia?
Yeah, our middle school teams, except eighth grade, so sixth, seventh grade, fifth grade, and 11th grade played in Bridgeport this weekend. They're playing championships now. I'm about to go up there when we get off, actually.
Oh, nice. Dope, man. Shout out to them. Good luck on that.
A chip.
Good luck on that. All right, do you go into tournaments expecting to win the tournament, or what's your like expectations, or just for them to like get better?
Nah, get better. Okay. Like, because you can, it's, for me, this is a developmental program. It's not like,
not about winning.
Yeah, that's as crazy as it seems. Like, we really don't care. Like, it's hard to not cross that line and forget like what this is about. Cause you go to these tournaments and you get your ass beat. It's like, yo, I need some players. I need to get some people in. But it's really not about that. It's really just about getting better. Like, as long as you get better every day and don't make the same mistakes you made yesterday, then that's what we try to preach.
I like that.
Right.
So, KJ, I hope you come in with that same attitude.
Y'all don't like winning. Hell no. I ain't coaching. That's what I was asking. I was like, so y'all like winning over there? Oh, no? Okay. All right. That's good. I'm glad I know what you guys like doing over there. But not coming.
Anybody could like go together like a team to just come play each weekend and win a tournament. You know what I mean? Like, but do they know how to play basketball? Or they just spreading things out and just using their talent. Like, we're actually teaching them how to play basketball. Like, about
that's
the game.
That's a good point.
I think AAU has gotten to a point where it's just like it's a lot about like money and advertising. Where before, I feel like the basis of AAU used to be like, okay, You develop by going to different cities, going to different states, playing the best kids at each state, and then, you know what I mean, see where your talent stacks up. And now I feel like it's more just about branding, just about getting your AAU, like the AAU team name is more important than like the actual players on the team, I feel like, nowadays. So I feel like you got the right mindset going into it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what travel ball is supposed to be about, like just going to, like you said, going to those different states and seeing those players and being like, okay, like, and eventually, like, once you start playing against these players, you're doing all right, and you know, like, what's out there. You know what you have to work towards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know if you can hang with these guys, you know where you match up at at your age, so. And then you can start thinking about college and all that other stuff, so. Yeah, we trying, man. We trying.
I feel like there's a lot of AAU teams now. I didn't realize that until I Googled it, and I was like, wait, there's, like, a ton.
It's so
like, it's like mom. It's like parents, like, put together teams.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you guys get together.
It's so oversaturated, bro. Like, it makes you not even want to be part of a team. Cause it's like, when I feel like AAU teams used to be like, okay, you feel proud. Like, oh, yo, I'm playing for this team. Like, who you play for? I'll play for this team. Like, it was like your real high school team. Like, you felt proud of going into each tournament. Like, yo, these my guys. But now, like, dudes is coming in for a week. Y'all meet for a weekend and then go back to, you know what I mean? Y'all don't practice together. Y'all not in the same area. Like, it's whole different ball game.
That's what some teams do. They just come together for the week. Like, they fly guys in from, like, Florida for the weekend, like, and
yeah,
just play. And they representing, like, we used to represent D.C., like.
Yeah, exactly.
Our D.C. team, like, yeah, we
these guys aren't even the same geographical area.
Right.
Yeah, they don't even, yeah, some teams are, some guys are coming in from Ohio, Florida, like, to just stack their team and go get a
championship. That's it. I was going to say, stack a team and make it look great.
Yeah, it's.
Right. That's not helping anybody, though. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know. That feels.
Yeah. I mean, gross. the exposure part, it's helping because yeah. I think the more you win, you know, the more exposure you get, the more, because you know you got sites like, I don't know if this still exists, but like Rivals.com, it used to be one of the big sites. It's like you could go in there, see who's top 100, top 50, true, and all that. So you know, it helps sites like that. But as far as like actual development, that's why. I didn't play AAU until I was in high school because my brother, my older brother, he was like, yo, we need you to develop first. Like, you're not going to, you know what I mean? You're not going to get better traveling week by week, just playing in tournaments and shit. Like true, you, the gym hours, that's where you're going to improve at. So I didn't play AAU till like relatively late compared to other kids.
Is your brother the reason you got into basketball? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he actually played football. He didn't play, but he played football, college football, actually. Nice. So I was just always taller than everybody. And he's just like, you got to do something. So I hate it. I did not want to do basketball. I did not want to play basketball at all when I first started. No. Nope. Wow. Just wanted to play video games and do hood rat shit with my friends. And then he was
just like the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, nah, you got to do this. And then I went, he took me to a 5-star basketball camp, and then I just fell in love with basketball from there.
That's awesome.
You see overseas, though, is the exact opposite of America, like when it comes to like youth development basketball. Like over here, like they'll have tournaments, you play 4 or 5 games in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And over there, it's more practice, like practice every day, mm-hmm, and one game on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Practice. One game on the weekend, they just practice all the time. So that's where you get better at, is practice. And a lot of people don't understand that shit.
Yeah. I feel like overseas, Europe and, well, actually even Asia too. But like, I feel like their lifestyles are a lot different than ours as well. You know,
they are.
Like
they
we are. Work 80-hour fucking work weeks. You know what I mean? And those guys are like, nah, like it's, I get a siesta in the afternoon. I have 3 months vacation that I'm going to take. Yes. You know what I mean? Like they right. just live a different life. And honestly, I wish we were more like that here.
Yeah. It's a capitalistic society.
That's here, it, man. We are literally dying for the dollar.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Also, I feel like an underlooked part of that too, is they play early against older competition.
Mm.
And, yeah, so they, you know, Luka Doncic was playing against grown men at like 14, 15 years old. And then, you know, it's no surprise that he's doing what he's doing in the NBA now. He already is playing against, I mean, obviously they're not all NBA caliber, but he's used to going against, you know, older, stronger, more athletic guys. Yeah. So it's like, I'm used to this already, where I feel like here, if you're playing against people your age, I mean, it's good, but I feel like it's always better to play up against older competition. is going to help you more in the long run.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
I have one more thing if John needs to leave. A coworker of mine, Joe, randomly remembered something John did during practice years and years and years ago. Joe is one of the video operators at the review for the last 30 years and works with me. Joe Webb, if you remember him, John. But I was in the studio recording Michael, the 69th Mountaineers, to buy a video with him. And he said, I had a funny story about John, and I recorded it. So hold on one second here. Let's see if this plays.
Okay, Joe, tell me your John Flower story.
Well, practice was finishing up one day, and the custodian was on the court with his little go-kart sweeper thing waiting to start, and he had wandered away from the cart. Well, Jonathan Flowers runs over and just jumps on that thing and takes off, and he's doing donuts and zigzagging around the court, and the custodian's chasing him. The whole team's cracking up, and everyone's laughing, and I'll never forget that.
Beautiful.
You remember that, John?
I don't.
You are crazy. You do
that's
remember.
That's just another Tuesday.
That's just another Tuesday.
It doesn't sound like that big. I mean,
it's funny.
Back then,
I can
it
picture
big
you
big
jumping
big.
On one of those things.
Gee, that's crazy.
Good I want to know, is it like a Zamboni? Is that what it looks like? I have
it
to
It does
kind of
look like a Zamboni,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, like those like little like carts that like polish floors and stuff? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's the yellow cart. Yeah, it like mops the floor, basically.
Mm.
Do you remember that, KJ?
No, I don't know if I was... No, I don't remember.
Did you get in trouble?
That's a good, fun-loving story, I guess. I thought it was going to be... Whenever I hear someone say, I got a story, I was just like, oh,
you brace
shit.
Yourself? Ugh. Yeah. What are they going to tell?
Because think about all the stuff like we used to be able to like get away with.
Oh,
no
man.
One cared. Like it wasn't really...
Yeah.
Yeah, before the age of... The true age of... Well, I mean, social media was a thing, but it wasn't as big as it is now.
It wasn't.
Like, now, you someone's filming you constantly. Just
you
know that.
Do nothing, bro.
Someone is either recording you, like audio or video at all times. Just always think that because it's probably happening, especially for you guys.
They could have turned that story into anything. Like John Flowers bullies the janitor and steals these.
Exactly.
John Flowers throws the janitor off the head first off the... Yeah, they could have been
John Flowers on drugs. Oh, yeah.
Question mark?
Showing up drunk to practice.
John Flowers not practicing, not taking practice seriously.
That's definitely the headline.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, by the way, real quick before we wrap anything up, huge congratulations to Zach Frazier. He went second round yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, maybe it was the day before, to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So,
oh, nice.
Congratulations, Zach.
Congratulations, Zach
we knew
Frazier.
He was, he's a great center, so I'm not surprised.
Oh, he's Vermont a center?
Kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
West Virginia kid. Yeah, congrats to him.
That's okay. Dope. There's a couple West Virginia guys in the league, huh? NFL.
Yeah.
There was a couple of free agents yesterday, too. Going back through the feed, there's a lot of spring game stuff that kind of buried it all. So,
by the way, real quick, while you're looking that up, Jim made a good point yesterday when we were at dinner. We were talking about Zach Frazier, and he's like, isn't it really annoying how they're like, oh, you know, Zach Frazier goes to the Steelers, hometown kid. Like, dude,
hometown
Pittsburgh
kid?
Is not that's. That's not West Virginia. You know what I mean? Like, that makes me so angry. And we hate Pitt so much. But then when someone goes to the Steelers, we're like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's really annoying. I get that it's the closest team to us.
I'll never understand that. We hate the Panthers.
I'll never understand that. As much hate as y'all have for the Pitt Panthers, y'all have that much love for the Steelers. I'll never understand it.
Not everyone. I don't care about the Steelers, honestly. But
Beanie Bishop Jr. will be going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Doug Nestor, Minnesota Vikings, and Devin Carter, the Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
Sheesh.
That's pretty good, man.
Getting in the end. For real.
I'm looking at this roster from 2009, 2010. This is like a Final Four team.
Look how young you guys look in that, by the way. You guys look like babies.
This team looks crazy, besides me.
Wait, look at Kevin. He's a BB.
So who's Kenny Ross? Who's Brian Lowther?
Kenny Ross and Brian Lowther, my guys.
All right, guys.
Walk-ons.
Campaign. Oh. Was Campaign a walk-on?
Kenny Ross was actually kind of nice.
He was.
You don't remember he played that next year? He kind of played a little bit.
No, I don't remember that.
Your senior year, you don't remember Kenny playing a little bit?
Hell no.
Who's that guy, Joe Mozzarella, down there? Who's that, Joe Mozzarella? Yeah, Joe Mozzarella. Who's that guy?
Oh, don't even.
Yeah, why would Kenny Ross play our senior? We had Truck and Joe.
You don't remember what happened? Okay, so I guess selective memory now. You don't remember what was happening during the season?
That season?
Yeah.
Nah, what happened?
We'll talk about it off.
Oh,
we'll talk about it off. You don't remember that?
We'll talk about it.
A melee that happened during practice.
Hey, good looking. Thanks for listening to the show. Help us spread the word and tell your family and friends about us. We're available on all major podcast apps and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Final Forecast.
All right, this has been another episode of Final Forecast with me, Jay Flo, Kevin Jones, Pan Line. Appreciate you.
See y'all soon, man. See y'all in a couple weeks.
Lovely co-host Ash. That's two episodes in a row.
Yeah. Let's go,
Why
Ash.
Are you booing me, Dave?
Because I can't.
Jesus. I'm dedicated. I rolled out of bed and I still came on this morning. I'm just saying.
There you go, Ash.
Thanks. What?
Super producer Dave.
Good morning, everyone.
All right.
Peace.